Okay, so back to shtaros. Okay, so we're dealing with the question of shtaros. How do shtaros work? Shtaros shouldn't work, right? Should all be mipi and being savam. And so far, we've seen really two main ways of dealing with that problem. One mitigates the problem of mipi and being savam, right? Fundamentally, mipi and being savam is a technical side problem. Really, eidos could be put into a piece of paper, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says you could mail your eidos to Beis Din, right? You sign an affidavit and you send it in, and you're good to go, right? The only problem is insert technical problem and say an echad, or it was a case where they didn't say that they're testifying through the ksav, or they should have just given the ksav, but now they're testifying verbally about what they saw in the ksav, something along those lines. Problem, that's option number one. Option number two is to acknowledge mipiam lo and piksavam is a serious issue, right? It's a real fundamental chisara, right? Lacks eidos. But, right, that's something that can be overcome in various ways. So we saw the shita of Reb Chaim, who says there's this idea of, right, chalai shein shtar. I've got to get all your, Brisker Hislavas out there. Right? There's a chalo shein shtar. There's this concept of eidos, right? That's normal. You have your two eidim, they walk in the bed. And then you have a shtar, and a shtar is this a separate, a very powerful legal concept, which basically says that you can have a cheftishal eidos in a shtar, right? Assuming that the shtar is effective of some sort of chalos. The Torah says you can use a shtar to make a kinyan, right? By effecting that chalos, it creates a concrete sort of expression that includes eidos. Okay? And therefore, the shtar, as it affects the chalos, also sort of creates eidos as well. I wanted to say that that's sort of like the eidos kiyum, almost. The eidos kiyum that creates the chalos, derech agav, along the way, creates eidos birur as well. Right? The creative eidos also gives us clarificatory eidos down the line. Okay? But this idea that a shtar, in the specific cases where it exists, right, where it meets the halachic requirements to be a shtar and not just a piece of paper, right, is actually a cheftishal eidos. The other extreme within the option saying, no, we have this concept of shtaros, and shtaros overcome the problems of mipi ksavam, was the nesivos. The nesivos said, right, it's not that there's this very formal concept of, oh, the shtar creates a chalos, and therefore that creates a cheftishal eidos. Right. Rather, the eidos we get is always of a derivative nature. Right. We have two eidim who stand there when you create the shtar. Right. And now everything that we've that we know afterwards is an extrapolation of what must have happened in between. Right. It's like an anan sade. Beis Din is extracting or interpreting what happened. Right. So we know that there were two eidim at point A, who physically were there, right, doing their eidos thing, and they signed, right? That's not eidos per se on what happened, right? That's eidos on the fact that the guy said, write me a shtar. Everything that happened to the shtar since then, right, the fact that it's now in the hands of the other Baal Din, and it clearly implies that there was a kinyan, all that's an extrapolation that we are making based on the presence of the shtar in the second guy's hands, right? So the piece of paper isn't testifying, right? The piece of paper is not allowed to testify. That's that's nothing. Right? It's a piece of paper. Right? It's not that the shtar is a cheftishal eidos. It's that the presence of the shtar in this other over here, when we knew it started out here, and there are eidim who signed on it over here, means that all these different things must have happened in between, and we are extrapolating that based on an anan sade, right? So it's not that the shtar is a cheftishal eidos, it's that the shtar allows us to extrapolate certain information that sort of hits the level of eidos. Okay, but it's not directly a cheftishal eidos. It's as if the eidim who signed here are walking along with the shtar until it comes to in front of Beis Din, telling us, oh, it must be that all this happened because we were there when it was written. Right? So all the fact that it's over here means that this must have happened. Right? But it's not that the shtar internally is eidos, right? It's externally there are these eidim who can testify to its creation, and we can extrapolate from its current position what happened in between. Okay. What I would like to sort of offer up as a suggestion is a slightly different or additional sort of in-between model for how exactly Shtar can work. And I'll explain it based on, you know, how it sort of develops through the through a certain like theme and what makes a Shtar tech. Right? So Reb Chaim says what makes a Shtar tech is the fact that it's effective, that it creates a chalos. The Nesivis was much more interested in the question of, is it self-explanatory, right? Is the shtar in and of itself, based on where it is, proof that something happened? Can we tell, without any recourse to humans, what exactly went on based on where the positioning of the shtar, right? So another sort of approach to what makes a shtar really work was that of Das Mischaev. Okay, let's look at it. Okay, right. One of the just a good example is this Balamor. Because of a riff, the Alachos, Hamilsa Machshu Barabanan, Hichi Aminan Haha, Am Rachmana Mipiyam Vom Piksavam, but Na Neman Adam Lomar Zeksav Yado Shel Aba, Zeksav Yado Shel Achi. You can't say that Mipiyam Vom Piksavam is always a problem because Shtaros work. Uparach Ba Hapira Kakasav the Alachos. And the Rif says what he says. Vili nira. The Perak HaNachon kach. The real answer is this. Mipi ksavam hu shepsula idusam. Mipi ksavala. Now it's not that what matters is where the shtar is, but whose ksav is it? Mipi ksavam of the Eden doesn't work. Aval mipi ksavala. His ksav of the Baldavar is fine. The whole story halva u'mekach u'memkar halva v'amalcher halva v'amalcher hu shemitzad v'sa'idim v'omer kisvu v'chasmu v'chim v'gitu nashim v'ein zem mipi ksavam ela mipi ksavau. Right, so the word is that it's a question of, is it mipi ksavam of the idim or mipi ksavam? Okay, and again, right, in the mipi ksavam, ela mipi ksavam. It's not the ksav of the idim, it's ksav of the baal davar. The mi'iyata omer kein akarta mashakasa bekabala, right, that we know that shtaros work, v'chulei. Baval, heicha de kasvi minafshayhu b'shtar, shetzarach lomar ksuvu v'lo omer lehem ksuvu, havada mipi ksavam hu, right? What defines whether or not something is a shtar is whether or not the bailin told you to go write it. Whose ksav is it, right? Who created the shtar? If it's created by the Baldavar, then it's a shtar. If it was created by the Edim's own initiative, then it's not a shtar and it's mipi ksav. Inami hecha dechazu inu mechtava v'asuv misadi benetina alpeh anam mipi ksav. Am hu shein besen roan esa idos min haksav. Aba mipi ha'idim hu shen shomen. Okay. Right, there's also a Gemara in Sanhedrin about whether or not Edim, when they hear someone being being modeh, right, he admits that he owes the money, can they write a shtar based on that? Okay, so the Ran explains that again, why is it Iko Neymar? So there are two options to explain that Gemara. Okay, one option is to say that, you know, you never really know how much he really means it or how he, what he wants to do, or if he's going to lose out, and he doesn't know that they wrote a shtar, and then he'll go pay him, and he won't know that there's a shtar, and then he could collect again, because now the other guy has a shtar. All sorts of practical reasons why you might not be allowed to write a shtar if the Baal Davar doesn't tell you to. Okay? Ika l'meimar, the ameimar savar le, the kivan de kaimalan, the chol shtar ba'inan savas hamakne, ke dekseb ve'akach esifra hamakne, ke dekseb mebegitim, Misha Parak Misha Achzav Hacha Shechud Ezeh Shezeh Hakarka Shaploni Lo Asar Shliach Sheyas Shtar El Shechud Al Mas Shibed Hakarka Hu Shaploni. Sorry. Misham Hachi In Kusin Shtar Sheim Lehem Eidim Lichtov Shtar Midas Atzmam Ela Mitzavas Hamakne. Right. It's not that there's any practical benefit or loss to the person who's being modeh, based on whether or not they write a shtar. The reason why they can't write a shtar is because it's not a shtar. Why? Because you can't write a shtar unless the Baldavar says you should write the shtar. Fundamentally, a shtar needs to come from the Baal Dabar. Okay? The Miri also says something similar to that as well. Okay, now here's what's what's bothering us, or what interests. Okay? So we had the idea that a shtar is, let's say, right, that was Reb Chaim. Right, and the defining feature is that it comes on the basis of it creates a chalos, right? It's an effective document. Right, that was option number one. Okay? Option number two was that was the Nesivo says, right? It provides us with, let's say, circumstantial evidence. Right? Or extrapolatory evidence. And we extract the evidence from the shtar, or from the positioning of the shtar, we can then recreate what happened and get us our evidence from it. Right, that was Mosivos, and it's that we see the shtar and we have an ansagi of how it got there, and then we're the ones testifying. Okay, and that's dependent on the being, right? Has to be self-explanatory. Right? Only if I look at the shtar and I automatically know what happened, then I can say, oh, you know, I've got my, I got a shtar. Okay. Now here, what we're saying is, so, right, what makes it work is that this is what makes the shtar take. And this is what makes the shtar take over here. Right? But what we have over here is, right, if it's extracted evidence, then it needs to be self-explanatory, right? Because it has to lend itself to the interpretation. If it's the part of time, because it creates a chalos, then it also is a chef to show evidence. What we're saying here is that it needs to represent the das mischayev, right? I mean, what makes it, what, you know, the necessary component, you see this? The necessary feature of a shtar, right, is over here, is that it's got the das mischayev, right? It's mipik sava, right? It's a sound of the Bible. Right, that's what makes it a shtar. Okay, now, why is that so interesting to us? Right, what's that? What does that make us make our brain start ticking? Why does that make our brain start ticking? How does that make our brain start ticking? Any ideas? It's not so obvious. This is what made my head start, my gear start spinning. Right. On the one hand, Eber Chaim says it's chetz shalevus. Right? Why? Because it affected a chalos. And I happen. I had the Nesivos, he says, oh, right, it's not that the Eidos is in the shtar, right? It's the circumstances around the shtar, right, create the Sanan Sad. And we have the Edom over here, and we have the shtar over here, and I can extrapolate what happened in the middle. And therefore, right, in order to do that, I needed to actually be clear from the positioning of the shtar what happened in the interim. Right? And if it's not self-explanatory, then there's no Anan Sadi, and therefore we just go back to having the preamble and peak sad. Right? Great. Here suddenly I'm saying, what's the matter, says the Baal Mor? And it's being peak savo, v'lomu peak savan. What really matters is who wrote it. Was it the Bailim or the Edom? Right? Why should that get me past the problem of Mipim v'lomu peak savo? Right? So you think, oh, Mipik savo, right? The ksav of the Baal Davar. Yeah, Gabriel.
Because then it's like Kamei Adam dummy if he admits it.
Amazing, right? When you think of Kmipik Saval, right? He's the guy who wrote it. So Gabriel's Tai Ching. Oh, right? What's so special about Mipik Savo of the Baal Dabar? Well, actually, right, we know there's something very gishmak about Hodas Baal Din. Right? Hodas Baal Din is Kamei Adam Dam. Right? And going, when we think about it, that's pretty surprising because, right, he's not actually to Adam, right? So when we think, oh, Hodas Baal Din Kamei Adam Dam, what do we mean? Do we mean he's very, very convincing, right? Because, like, why would he lie, especially if it's his own detriment? Right? But what did we see earlier? You could say, oh, it's a practical, he's just very, very believable. But we think even more than that, right? Hodas Baal Din Kamei Adam Dami was used earlier in our Limud to explain the following case, right? Shlosha Gittin Psulin, in this is Hamlad Kasher, Kasav B'Ksav Yadu Ve'in Elav Adam. Let's say he wrote a get himself, right, in his own handwriting, and gave it to her. It's Kasher Midaraisa and Pasul Midarabanan. Right, says Rashi, why? So he explains over here. Right, Ika Lameimar, Diksav Yado Kamei Adam Dami. Right, it's like having 100 Adam, right? Because Hodas Baal Din Kamei Adam Dami. Right, and the Ramban also says the takes the same tack, right? Right, my love, Ksivas Aget, Lo Chasimas Aedim, Alma Doraisa Karati, Alma Rashi, Lema De Muki Lakir Meir, Svir Le De Ksav Yado Ke Aedim Dami. Right, Ksav Yado is like having Aedim, right? And therefore it would work as a get. Okay? Now, why, based on, if it works by a get, what are we saying? It's not just that he's very believable. We're saying, Hodas Baal Din Kamei Aedim Dami really works as if it's Aiden, right? Even though you don't have Aiden, right? You're missing the formal trappings of Aiden, and yet you have the Totsah of Eidos. You have one guy, and yet you have Eidos. So maybe, right, we could use it for the same, to overcome a similar problem. Normally, Aiden are what? You need these two people to be physically present, right, to present the whole Eidos to you, right, with the whole song and dance. They have to be physically present in Beis Din. You have alone Pi Ksava. Maybe you could bypass that if you have Hodas Baal Din. Right? Hodas Baal Din seems to have the force of Eidos without actually, right, having all the formal requirements of Eidos. And we saw that it's effective even by a get, right? Kasav Ksav Yado works. Now, what's the problem then? We also need Aiden, right? So there's got to be more going on here. Okay, so let's look at Tosos and Daftal. Tosos and Daftal is very Gishmak. Okay, Tosa said, so you have two problems, first of all, right? One is, why do we need Adam at the end? And two is, we generally don't trust Hodas Baal Din, let's say, by something like Kiddushin, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, HaMekadish Be'ed Echad, Ein Choshen LeKiddushav, Afidu Shnehem Modin, right? Even if the two of them are Modeh, they're not Naaman, Mai Hevi Allah, Rukan Amar Ein Choshen LeKiddushin, Rupab Amar Choshen LeKiddushin, Amar Le'Ravashi Le'Rukan, Amai Daitech, Yavis Dabr Dabr Mimamon, Ima Lalon Hodas Baal Din Kmei Eidim Dami, Afkan Hodas Baal Din Kmei Eidim Dami. Amar Lei, Hasam Lo Kachay Blechrini, Hacha Kachav Blechrini. Right here, by Kiddushin, what are you doing? Right, you're also detrimenting other people. Right? So, your Hodas Baal Din only works against yourself. It doesn't, I can't say, oh, Hodas Baal Din Kmei Eidim Dami, I'm owed that I owe $100. And you do too, right? I'll be never about myself, but I can't say, oh, you're usher to her. I can say I'm usher to her, right? I can't say you're usher to her. But if I say she's married to me, then you're usher to her, right? Okay, so why might I Aiden help me? Why do I need Aiden then? It could be that what we're trying to say is like this, right? Fundamentally,
the way a shnar works, right? We peak sabo. Sabo is hodas mobe. And hodas mobe doesn't have to worry about me PMO and peak sabo. But the simple reason is that hodas mobe never needs to worry about the technical trappings. Hodas mobe is about the hodah, it's about the information, right? He's believed about himself. He has unlimited namanas about himself, especially when it's his own detriment, right? So hodas baldev is kmei edim dami without the formal trappings of edos. We just need the admission. We just need to know that he admitted it. We don't need to know, right? We don't need like the drisha and the chakira, and we don't need to, you know, have a formal presentation of the testimony to bet din. It's not edos. It's hodah. The hodah just has the force of edos. Right? So Huda Biksav should be, right? Should be fine. Right? Is a Huda, and therefore equals Beta Agent. But we have two problems now, right? One is, that's fine, but how are you going to get past Chavu Achrini? Right? But that's about then Kmei Eidin Dami is only true when it's not Chavu Achrini. If he says, oh, you know, we just got married, and she says, yeah, we don't, it's irrelevant, because there's no Hodas Baldin, because there's no Eidos, because it's being Chavu Achrini, it's detrimental to other people, right? They're also making Hodas Baldin to everybody else. Their relatives can't marry like the other person, because they're now, you know, your brother's ex-wife, right? So now, you're saying that she's Usher to someone else. So it's Chavu Achrini. So maybe that's why we need Eidin. Now the interesting question is, right? Okay, so you have Hodas Baldin, you have Eidin, right? You have Eidin to overcome, right, Chavu Achrini, right, or to counter, let's say. Counter Chavu Achrini, but you still have a problem, which is how exactly do the two mesh, right? What we're trying to say is, oh, so you have the peak Savo, which creates the concept of Hoda, and therefore it's not a problem of BPM blowing peak Savo, right? But we still have a problem with Chavu Achrini. So let's look at the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is really trying to deal with a different problem, but I think, we saw this Rabbeinu Tam a while ago, I think we can use him here as well. Rabbeinu Tam says the following, right? Kaimalan halachak Rabbi Lazar begitin. We hold like Rabbi Lazar, who says, Ede misira karti. Yishum demai rihacha begitin naka gitin ava halacha kamosa af bashar shaks. Ela mashma de la olam bay Rabbi Lazar ede misira. The ode, the Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, the Afil Rabbi Meir Ba'i Edim Bashas Nesinas Haget. Says Rabbeinu Tam, even Rabbi Meir thinks you need Ede Mesira. The Ein Davar Shav Erev Pachat Mishayim, you need Ede Kiyum. Mechen Shtar Ma'anas Karka, Shtar Mecher, Lekinyin Karka, Ve'eno L'Raya, Ein Mo'a Klum L'Rabbi Lazar, Im Yadu Ashlon Inu B'fnei Edim. You would need to give it in front of Edim. But what does he say? Mihu Yish L'Chalik, the le'inyan mamon mahanya hodas baldin kimei ha'edim sagi be'edei chasima. Even though we pass in edei mesira karti, edei chasima may work. Why? B'makom hodas baldin, the edei chasima are going to work. I'll begin in the kiddushin lo. Lo mahanya hodas baldin, mishum demechayv la'achrini. Kiddushin asa la'akrovim, v'gershin asa la'akov. Rabbeinu Tam says the following. I have Ede chasima, right? The Ede chasima create Ede hodas baldin. Right? As Ede kiyum. Why? Because by handing over the shtar with the Ede chasima, he is also admitting that he gave it over. Right? Now you have Hodas Baldin that he gave it over. right? He's giving you edus. He's giving you a piece of paper with two edim that says that he wrote this and now is giving it over to you. So it's not that the edim basically create the hodas balden, says Rabbeinu Tam. So even though you need edim mesira, the edim chasima sort of create an artificial hodas balden or an automatic hodas balden, which acts as the edim mesira. Now he's saying that to deal with edim chasima, edim mesira. And he only wants to say that by mamon. But I think what you could say for the Baal Amor, by all shtaros, is the same concept. You have edim chasima, right? Edim sign the shtar. You have the Baal Din who wrote the shtar himself or commissioned the shtar. It's now hodas, it's a cheftz of hodas Baal Din, right? Now, how do we know that? We know that from two things, right? How do we also know that even against Chavla Achrini, because you have two edim in it. What's the problem with Mipi Amdolam Pik Sabam? Right? Their edos isn't enforceable in Beis Din, right? But it doesn't mean that they're not there. The Hodas Baal Din isn't Neman against other to be Chavla Achrini, but the two edim are. So what you've done is you've created a shtar, which is a chefta of hodas baal din, backed up by two edim. Now, what's cool is that the enforcing power of the shtar, right? The bit that says that, oh, I saw it get handed over, right? The bit that says that, you know, oh, here are edei kiyum, there's actually a chalos kiddushin, is all coming from the hodas baal din. The edus is all really coming from the hodas baal din. What the two edim who signed it when he wrote it are doing is they're basically testifying to the existence of the Hodas Baal Din, or the Das Mischayev, really, right, back at the beginning. Okay? What that does for us is it neutralizes our problem of Mipiyam Blom, of not Mipiyam Blom, Mipiyam, sorry, of Chavla Achrini. Right? Because he's Hodas Baal Din isn't Neman to be Chavla Achrini. But their edos is. They're testifying to this Hodas, to the existence of this Hodas Baal Din. The actual edos is all coming from Hodas Baal Din. But we can't trust the Hodas Baal Din alone to be Chavla Achrini. So here we have edos of the Edim, right? To the existence of this Das Mischayev, Hodas Baal Din, which then goes and actually does all the edusy stuff is actually the Hodas Baal Din. It's just because it's backed up by these edim, we can actually trust it even to be Chavla Achrini. It's sort of like a modified Hodas Baal Din. It's an amplified Hodas Baal Din. Right? Yeah, Gabriel.
So does that mean that if you were Mekadi someone in Beit Din, you wouldn't need Star Kiddushin?
If you're Mekadish, well, I mean, you'd have to Mekadish with, you know, Kasa Shtar Bia, but would you, like, you wouldn't, would you need, like, Edei Kiyum? I don't know, I mean, that's like a sort of like a catch-22, because you're doing it in Beis Din. Beis Din would be the Edei Kiyum, no?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to, it would be hard to come up with such a case out, without a Shtar, right? I mean, how do you have a case of Hodas Baal Din, but that it's also, you know, not a case of Hodas Baal Din, B'makom Shechav L'Achrini.
Right.
So I think the answer is, like, pulling the Rabbeinu Tam about Edei Kiyum and applying it here, and we can say, yeah, actually, you have Hodas Baal Din, which is the Edei Kiyum, right? That's the Edei Mesira. Separately, right, how do we trust this Hodas Baal Din? Isn't it Chav L'Achrini? Say, no, we're not relying on him, right? We have Edim in the staff. Now, we couldn't actually bring these edim to Beis Din and rely on them, right? They can't be made in Beis Din based on the shtar, because maybe I'm only Pik Saba, right? But so they can't testify to the facts. Also, what's the problem? They weren't there, right? So, Kurt, how do you deal with the fact that the edim aren't really there? If they signed on the shtar and then they're gone, then he goes and gives the shtar in private. The edim aren't there. So the Nesivos says we have, Nesivos says we have sort of the ghost shadow Edim who are virtually following it around because we're extrapolating based on their Edus what happened, right? We have the Edim here and we have the Shtar here and we go and we fill in the blanks, right? So it's as if those Edim are sort of like walking along with the Shtar. Reb Chaim says that the Shtar is a Chavtash Leidus, in which case you have Edikim because the Shtar is a Chavtash Leidus, right? I think what the Baal Mor is saying is what Rabbeinu Tam was saying for Edim Nesira, which is you have Hodas Baldev, you have the Das Mischayev. It's not just that that's a Tnai to allow me to create a Shtar. That is what a Shtar is. It is the Das Mischayev. It is the Hodas Baldev. Hodas Baldev Kimei Edim Dami bypasses all the formal technical rules of Edos and gives us Edos in substance without having it in form, right? Our only problem is that we can't rely on Hodas Baldev, the Makom Shechav L'Achrini. So we have an Edim, right, who can testify to the fact that, you know, the Chav L'Achrini. Now, they don't need to actually testify in Bezdin, right? They just need to make sure that we have something other than his word on which to base the Isser to everybody else. Right? Because then it's not, because otherwise it'd be Hodas Baldev, Shemakom L'Chav L'Achrini. Now, that's part number one. Number two, I think this is also important, is what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that if you didn't have the Edi Chasima, if you didn't have the Edim, we wouldn't really have Hodas Baldev. Right? It's a little bit like pulls on from some of the Nesivus' idea that without these two Edim at the beginning, we wouldn't be able to say, oh, the fact that he gave it over means he's being Moded. Right? Because it's just not, it doesn't have that sort of legal standing, which means that, like, oh, the second he hands it over, he intended to, you know, announce and testify to the fact that X, Y, and Z, right? It's hard to make that, to say, like, oh, you know, he's really doing Hodas Baldin on X, Y, and Z if there's, it's just a piece of paper, right? Once it has Chasimas Eden, that testified that he really had this intent to write it as a Das Mischayev, then I could say, oh, then everything that happens afterwards, he's being mowed down and there's Hodas Baldin, right? But I need that initial Hodas Baldin in front of Edim so that they could say, oh, he did Hodas Baldin, and I could say, well, he did Hodas Baldin there, and now he gave it over, so then he's doing Hodas Baldin all the way to the end. Okay? So the Edim then, both counter Chav L'Achrini, and, right, they make... right, they create also that they expand, let's say, or they create Hodas Baldin right for the entire transaction. Right, so Ksav Baylin, right? Das Mischayev, is really the key to the whole concept of Sharos, according to the Baal Mor. This is the Baal Mor. Right? What really makes the Shtar tick is the fact that you have Hodas Baldin, that you have Das Mischayev, where the Baalim say, go write me a Shtar. Because when he says, go write me a Shtar and sign it, right, he's being Modeh that when he hands it over, that's Hodas Baldin, that X, Y, and Z happened. Right? Okay, so just to go over again, now we have really sort of the two extremes. Reb Chaim says the Shtar is Chavtash Shleitos. The Nesiva says the Shtar acts as a catalyst for our extrapolation of the Edos from the Edim who are physically actually really here at the beginning. And now the Shtar is here at the end, and we can sort of extrapolate what happened in between, right? It's an anansadi. It's totally external to the Shtar. The Shtar is simply a catalyst for that understanding. And sort of the middle position is that the Shtar is Hodas Baldin, right? Mipihem v'lo mipi ksavam, right? Eidos can't be b'shtar. Eidos can't be b'chtav. You can't write down Eidos. Right? Eidos has a very clear definition. It needs two Eidim, it needs to be presented to Bezdin, and you need Trisha and Chakira, v'chulei. Right? But Hodas al-Baldin doesn't need that. Hodas al-Baldin just needs to be Hoda. It just needs your admission. And by so doing, you've created, you know, you've created a Hodas al-Baldin. You need Eidim in order, A, to get past Chavul Achrini, and in order to really give substance to this Hodas al-Baldin, right? To make it a real, meaningful Hoda, it has to be enforceable. Right? If you stam a Modeh off the cuff, then that's not very significant. Right? If you do it in front of Bezdin, then, you know, then that means a whole lot. So if you don't have Eidim on it, then you could always deny it. Right here, it gives it concreteness that allows it to be enforced. But the Eidos component is really the Eidos of the Hodas Baldin. The Eidim in the first place are there just to get us past those two initial hurdles. Okay. Questions, comments, objections? You don't have to object, by the way, if you don't want to. Yeah, Gabriel.
So I guess you'd have to say, like, if you say it's about Dada Menchayev, you have to say the, like, the Chaf of Dimayon of Kmei Eidim Dami is, like, Lav Davka, I guess, because otherwise it would be Eidmi Pied.
One more time?
You'd have to say that the Chaf of Dimayon of Kmei Eidim Dami is Lav Davka, because otherwise it would be Eidmi P'Eid.
Why would it be Eidmi P'Eid?
Because if he's actually Kmei Eidim, then you have these two Eidim later on testifying that Mei Eidim said that this Kiddushin happened.
Oh, you mean, wait, if the two Eidim see the Shtar? What case? What case are you talking about?
As in the, there's the two Eidim see the Kiddushin, right?
Right.
Or like the case we were talking about, like if the case in, what was it, in Kiddushin, where we said one aid doesn't count even if they're both moda.
One aid doesn't count. Yeah, but there's no. Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. That case.
Right. So as in if their hoda is like may, as in if we said that they're, you know, the aidim testifying about that, like if there were two aidim there and they testified about it. It's as if they testified about that, the fact that the two people were moda to the Kiddushin.
Like, oh, okay. That's right. It's an important clarification. In that case, you have a guy and a girl, right? And they go and they shake hands. Well, they don't shake hands. Right? They're very from. They're from Negia, right? He gives her a ring and he says, Harei Abim Kudeshah, Sli B'Tabazu, Hidas Moshe B'Yisrael. The only problem is there are no Eidim. Or in the Gemara's case, there's one Eid, right? So the Gemara says that Kiddushin doesn't, there's no Kiddushin because there's no Eidim, right? You need two Eidim. Then the Gemara asks, right, why? Hodas Baldin, why are you saying that you need two Eidim? Because you learn out, Davar Davar Mimama, right? That you need two Eidim. E Mala Halan Hodas Baldin Kmei Eidim Dami, by Mamon Hodas Baldin works, right? So why here don't we say Hodas Baldin? The Gemara answers, because here it's Chav Lachrini. Right? By Mamon, you're Naman, because you're not being Chav Lachrini. Here, you're being Chav Lachrini. Here, you only have one aid, and they're remote doing Hodas Baldin. The fact that they're doing Hodas Baldin isn't going to work, right? Because it's Chav Lachrini, so you just have aid Echad. In Kiddushin, you need two aid, because you need aid Dikiyah. Right? There's no Shtar. He gave her, you know, he gave her a Shaken. Five Shaken.
We're explaining the difference there. If you had two Eidim, is that
the two? Yeah, if you had two Eidim, they'd be great. They'd be fine. The one they're saying, like Kiddushin says, it's Chav Lachrini, Hodas Baldin doesn't work. Right?
So,
suggesting that Ksavel, right, with two Eidim signing on off on his Ksavel, overcomes Hodas Baldin, Kmei Eidim Dami not being applicable to Chav Lachrini, because he's not the one being Chav Lachrini. That's based on the existence of these other Eidim as well. It's not only Hodas Baldin.
Oh, okay. So then we weren't explaining the Stam case of Kiddushin as two Eidim testifying about Hodas Baldin.
Correct. I was just bringing that as an example where on the one hand we had our Gemara in Kiddushin in which said, oh, Hodas Baldin works, right? In the case of the Shtar Gittin, because it's Ksava. On the other hand, the other Gemara in Kiddushin say Hodas Baldin doesn't work. Right? So you're trying to say the context of a shtar basically the Hodas Baldin gains extra power. It could be, I don't want to really go into this, but it could be that by Gittin, by Shtar, Hodas Baldin, because it already exists long before he actually does the Maisa, it could be that it'll be effective even B'makom Shafav L'Achrim. Right? If you look at our Gemara in Gittin, on Pei Vav, right? Ksav Yadol is Kamei Eidim Dami. Isn't Gittin, Gittin's like a big deal. We require to Eidim. If he just says, oh, Girashti Beinu Levayinatzmi, we wouldn't believe him, would we? So I think what it could be is that because he wrote it, and it exists independently of himself, it could be that it's like a shtar, even though it's Hodas Baldin. Right? What's the chisaron of Hodas Baldin? That he's not Neman, B'makom Shechav L'Achrini. I think the problem is that, you know, it's all very nice that we'll trust you about yourself. We're not going to trust you about other people. It could be that if he writes a shtar and then gives it, and now she has it, you know, and it's weeks later, so it's that we post facto, we won't trust it, because how do we know, you know, that he's telling the truth? But in turn, if he already wrote it out in the past, before being chav anyone else, it could be that we would be so mech on it, because Hodas Baldin is kamei eidim dami, he's not being chav l'achrini yet, she has it, it sort of stands up by itself. Once it's no longer dependent on him, it could be that it works, even makom chav l'achrini, although that's already a little bit more radical. But that really could be, that once it exists independent of him, we're no longer allowing him to be chav l'achrini, we're allowing the shtar to be chav l'achrini, right? And you're right, the shtar is originally based on his Hodas Baldin, but at the end of the day, right, now that it's independent of him, it just exists as sort of like an objective proof. And then it's no longer connected to him as a person, and we trust it. We don't have to say, oh, well, who trusts him to be Chav L'Achrini? Because it's not him anymore. It's now an independent, right, shtar. That's already getting a little bit further afield. As you can tell, right, the Rishonim on Pei Vav are like, they're confused. They don't really know what to think about this, right? Because it should be Chav L'Achrini, but it's working in the Gemara, right? So they're sort of like, oh, maybe, yeah, I guess, like it's Hodas Baldin, but it isn't, you know, don't we not trust Hodas Baldin in these sorts of cases? Isn't that exactly the same case as Kiddushin? It seems like because you've created this star that's independent of you now, it might be that it'll work even to be Chav L'Achrini. That's already like a separate one.